Gonna sing you a song about Shoeless Joe Jackson. Played for Chicago back in the teens. And some say he was guilty, and then there's some say he wasn't. But most everybody said he was the greatest that's ever been. You won't find his name down in the Hall of Fame. They kicked him out of baseball when he said he took a bribe. Said he took some money on them games with Cincinnati, though he might have had to tell that lie just to keep himself alive. Say it ain't so, Joe. The kids in the bleachers cry. Say it ain't so, Joe. Keep our hopes alive. And Charles Comiskey ran a tight-fisted business. Treated his players just like beggars at the gate. So it stands to reason, for to crown his perfect season, they'd be tempted to throw it just to set the old man straight. So Cy Cotton Gandel got it all set with the gamblers. $100,000, a few bucks against disgrace. Joe heard about it and he tried to let it out. Old man Comiskey slammed the door right in his face. Say it ain't so, Joe. The kids in the bleachers cry. Say it ain't so, Joe. Come on and keep our hopes alive. And you can read the records, and you can sort through all the papers. 1919 series, it was the Reds, 5-3. And believe the bosses, all the gamblers and the writers, the big money who condemned him, or the jury that set him free. And it's just a game, but someone must take the blame. It might as well have been Jackson, hell, he couldn't read or write. But Joe's sleeping easy, though it's road he threw the series. He played without an error, batting 375. Say it ain't so, Joe. The kids in the bleachers cry. Say it ain't so, Joe. Come on and keep our hopes alive.